Here's your Basin Radio Network news from the Gingrich Structures News Center, your local post-frame construction experts.
Family sues Campbell County over 2022 jail death. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. The family of a man who died in the Campbell County Detention Center in 2022 has filed a federal civil rights lawsuit against the county, Sheriff Scott Matheny, and several detention deputies. Kevin Dura died December 1, 2022, after deputies restrained him and placed him in a restraint chair. According to Cowboy State Daily, the lawsuit alleges deputies used excessive force and ignored Dura's repeated pleas for medical help after they saw him swallow what appeared to be methamphetamine. It says Dura repeatedly told the deputies he couldn't breathe and believed he was dying. Wildfile previously obtained records and video from a 15-month Wyoming Division of Criminal Investigation review. That investigation resulted in no criminal charges. A special prosecutor concluded Dura likely died from a methamphetamine overdose and cardiac effects associated at the time with what was called excited delirium. Medical experts who later reviewed the case for Wildfile questioned why another ambulance wasn't called after deputies saw Dura swallow suspected drugs and whether the restraint techniques may have contributed to his death. The new lawsuit alleges excessive force and deliberate indifference to Dura's medical needs. The allegations have not been proven in court. Lawmakers walk out of joint meeting over Wyoming Business Council reform. At least five Wyoming senators walked out of a joint legislative committee meeting Friday amid a dispute over efforts to reform the Wyoming Business Council. Senators Tara Nethercott, Ed Cooper, and Jim Anderson were among the first to leave, arguing the combined meeting of the Minerals and Appropriation Committees was unnecessary and overstepped the legislature's normal committee process. Nethercott called the meeting an absurd process and a waste of taxpayer time. House Appropriations Chairman John Bair of Gillette pushed back, saying lawmakers still needed to work through differences between competing economic development proposals. Both committees are considering similar bills that would restructure business council programs and create a new consensus block grant system for local infrastructure projects. Supporters say those grants could help smaller communities such as Kemmer address major infrastructure needs before attracting new development. The dispute comes after lawmakers dramatically cut the business council's budget earlier this year while reconsidering the agency's future. Several lawmakers criticized the walkout, saying cooperation is needed as communities across Wyoming struggle with roads, water, and sewer projects. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.